us, you can't see us, 'cause we're under the blanket.
Boo! Did you know where we were?
You did?
You are so smart.
Molly and I are playing our under and over game, aren't we, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
And you can play too if you like.
Okay.
Let's see. Put your hands over your head. Now, put your hands under your chin.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Now put your elbow over your knee. Put your elbow under your arm.
Very good.
Tough one, huh, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another tough one. Put your feet over your head. Okay, now put your feet under your bod.
Hey, that's where they usually are. Did you ever notice that before?
Ooh. Gee, I should have warmed up first before doing all these over and unders. Huh. I need to stretch on my clock rug.
I'll be right back, Molly.
Come with me! Stretching makes me feel good. This over-under game isn't over yet.
Over and under.
Hey, I know, Molly. I'll put you over and under. Oh, this will be fun. Trust me. Okay. Let's over and under all over the place. Over my head. Under my leg. Over the cushion. Under the lampshade.
Gee. How does it look from under there, Molly?
Fringy, huh? That's different. Okay. Let's see. Okay, Molly. You are now over the couch. How does it look from there?
Like you are the sun shining on us and our big comfy couch? That's nice.
Isn't that nice? Okay, Molly. You are now over the Foley dollhouse!
Woo!
And now you are, hey, under suspicion!
Yes,
you are. Okay, Miss Dolly, where were you the night the dish ran away with the spoon? Oh, I'm just kidding. You're not really under suspicion. You're under a cushion. There you go. Comfy now?
Hey, I wonder what's under the couch cushion that we could play over and under with. Let's check.
Oh, well, this is handy if you're under a hot, blazing, scorchy sun. Right, Molly? How's it look from under there? Oh, pretty dark, huh? Well, can't leave you in the dark. 'Cause you are my sunshine, and I love you like a crazy. Let's see what else is under here. I just love digging in my big comfy couch. You never know what you're gonna find, like this needle. Oh, there's always something in the couch to play with, or dream with, or explore. Oh, what a good big comfy couch you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, if my arms were long enough, I'd reach right around and give you a big, huge hug. 'Cause I love you like a crazy.
easy too.
Oh, what a couch this is. There's nothing quite like this.
It's big and green like nothing you've seen before.
Oh, what a place this is. I'd never trade it in.
Not for a souped up model or a ship in a bottle, no way. If you want something, just reach inside. It'll be there for you. Hop on up for a big comfy ride. All your dreams will come true. 'Cause it'll be there for you. Here on our comfy, here on our big comfy, here on our big comfy couch.
Get a big smile on your face, 'cause you can go any place.
To Cameroon or over the moon, oh yeah. If you want something, just reach inside. It'll be there for you. Hop on up for a big comfy ride. All your dreams will come true. It'll be there for you.
The cloth is always greener on this side of the couch. If you've got a wish you want, let it know in place or show.
It'll be there for you and your dolly. All your dreams will come true, me and Molly. Here on our comfy, here on our big comfy, here on our big comfy couch. All over and under.
Here on our big comfy couch.
You know, Molly, I should take better care of the big comfy couch. Yep, keep it nice and clean and tidy. You know why? Because it is getting pretty darn dusty down there. Mm-hmm.
Wow-zow! Time to vacuum.
Huh, I guess it's been a while. Now, where is that vacuum cleaner? Here we go. Well, this should do the trick. Oh, better go plug it in.
Stop!
Hey, why are you wearing your fishing outfit? You want to go fishing right now? But Molly, I'm just about to start vacuuming.
The sound of the vacuum cleaner will scare away the fish.
Okay, I'll wait, but only for 1 minute, because it's very dusty under there, and I want our couch to be nice and clean, all over and under. That's an interesting hook you've got there, Molly. But I don't really think you can catch anything with a heart.
No!
it's a good thing we don't really have dust bunnies.
Gosh, where does all this stuff come from anyway?
There! That should do it. Now our couch is all nice and clean. All over and under. All finished fishing, Mo? What are those? Molly, I can't believe it. Ear protection! Of course! Oh, that vacuum cleaner was so noisy, and you thought to wear something on your ears for protection. Molly, you are one smart cookie. Mm-hmm. Well, guess I'm all done. Molly, are you okay? You look kind of weird. Good then. Back in a flash. Oh, Molly, almost forgot. Granny Garbanzo has to go into Clown Town today, and I promised to feed Snicklefritz. Wanna come? Okay. Isn't Molly sweet when she's fishing? Just adorable. Hey, and who knows, Molly? Maybe if you're really lucky, you'll catch one of your little dust bunnies. Nope. Thought I'd just check. Well, Snicklefritz, I'm here. Lunchtime for kitty cats. Snicklefritz. I like to come and take care of Snicklefritz when Granny has to go to Clown Town. Yep, I do. And I do a pretty good job, too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I like to pretend I'm Granny. Oh, and how's my pretty garden today? How are my little sunflowers today? Hello, hello. Wow. I never looked at the garden from Granny's window before. So this is how she sees it every day. Look at all the flowers, fruits, and vegetables she has to take care of. Oh, oops. Oh, almost forgot. Supposed to be taking care of that cat. Wonder where he is. Lunchtime for kitty cats.
Meow.
Snicklefritz, where are you? Are you hiding on me?
Meow, meow, meow.
I know you're around here somewhere. Under the bed?
Meow.
Wait a second. What was that? Flying over my head? Yeah, right. Lunch time for kitties. Now, where is he? Oh, Snicklefritz, are you under here? I've got some yummy kitty kibble. Come on, I know you're under there.
Wow.
Hey! Snicklefritz, what are you doing under there? Come on, come out. Time for your lunch. Okay, smarty cat. Here comes Major Bedhead. He'll get you out from under there. I'm sure I heard him coming. Major Bedhead.
Oh, hello, Lynette. Fine day, fine day.
Major Bedhead, what are you doing down there?
Well, the traffic was down to a crawl today in Clown Town. But I discovered something very important on my crawl.
You did? What?
Well, I never really knew this sidewalk before.
Major Bedhead, you come down this sidewalk each and every day.
Yeah, but not like this. This time I got to see it up close. Very different.
Different? How?
Well, I got to sniff all the pretty flowers along the way, and I met some really nice little wormies who were out for a walk. Neat, huh? Yep, a totally different trip.
Well, I guess it was. I guess it all depends on where you look from.
Exactly. And my, you're looking tall today, Lunette.
Oh, why, thank you, Major Bedhead. Oh, and I have a tall order to fill, too. It's Snickle Fritz. It's his lunchtime, and I'm supposed to be feeding him, and he's not cooperating. And he's just... See? There he goes again. I just don't know why he's acting like that.
Well, I do. Yep, no question about it. Snickle Fritz just wants to play a game of Leap Clown.
He does?
Wow!
And so do I!
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's play a Leap Clown.
Oh, boy! Woo! I really needed that. You're a great leaper, Lunette.
Oh, well, thanks, but I think we all are. Although, Snickle Fritz, you are the real champ. You can get over and under just about everything. And here's your prize, lunch!
Yeah.
There. My job is done. Snickle Fritz is having his lunch.
Job? Job? Oh, gosh. With all this leaping and crawling, I almost forgot. I'm a unicycle courier. I have a postcard here for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, thank you. I think I can guess who it's from.
Auntie Macassar. Well, I peeked.
That's okay.
What does it say?
You mean, what do they say? Let's see. My dear Lunette,
I have been traveling all over the place, and girl, you won't believe the things I have seen on this wonderful, wacky world we call home. Amazing! You know, no matter how you look at it, from all over or all under, it's a pretty wonderful planet for all us clowns and our friends. Sending you this picture postcard to show you exactly what I mean. Hope you and Molly like it. Love you like a crazy.
Your Auntie Macassar. Stylin'. Wow. I'm gonna go show this funny postcard to Molly. See you later, Major Bedhead. Oh, and by the way, are you going to, crawl back to Clown Town?
No way, Lunette. All this leaping over and under has changed the way I look at things. I like being up high.
Goodbye, Major Bedhead. See you later, Snick. Come on, let's go back to the couch.
Look, Molly! Auntie Macassar sent this really amazing post.
You're still fishing. Sorry, Molly.
You have to be really quiet when you're fishing. I know. Let's go to the Dance Academy and make some noise.
Ladies and jellyfish, boys and gurgles, Miss Lunette's Dance Academy presents the dance and antics of that overachiever, Little Bo Peep, and her pals, the Radical Sheep.
Mary had a bunch of sheep, and they love to live more, love to live more, love to live more, love to live more. Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, cause they had gone to limbo now. Limbo now. How low can you go? How low can you go? Little Bo Peep couldn't find her sheep, cause they had gone to limbo now. Limbo now. Limbo!
Hi, Molly. Hey, you're finished fishing. Would you like the fold-out postcard Andy McCaster sent us? That gives me an idea. Here we are. And now, look at all the fold-out pictures. Let's hear what she has to say about them.
This world is a wonderful place for any clown to travel around. Finding new ways to get over a mountain is one of my all-time favorite things to do. You should have seen me. When you are at the very top, everything below looks heensy, weensy, teeny, tiny. Most clowns like to go over a bridge. Me, I like to go under them. Things look different from down below. Kangaroo Express is a handy-dandy way to see the outback. You can jump over things. Yes, it's a bit bouncy, but hey, I'm an explorer. I don't want you to think I'm telling a tall tale. Ha ha, but I am. A giraffe taxi is a laugh and a half, and I like getting to see the leaves of the trees up close. Flew over the Napa Valley where diapers grow on trees. Thank goodness for the breeze. Elephants are not as easy to ride as you may think. They don't have steering wheels, but at least your suitcases aren't a problem. Yes, I saw it all from over and under, and it made me full of wonder. But when you step back and get a really good look, this is one beautiful, shiny blue ball we all live on, together.
Look at the picture of our world, Molly. It looks like a shiny blue ball. Wacky, huh? And wonderful. And every clown has to take care of our world. Yes, it's important. We have to stand up and be counted as a friendly of our wonderful, wacky world. Let's keep it shiny and clean. Hey, who made this big mess? Me? Oops, I did, didn't I? Well, the big comfy couch is part of our wonderful world, so I have to clean it up. It's my mess, and it's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! There. Well, Molly, I think I'm ready to get under our blanket again, only this time not for a game. Oh, for a teeny tiny nap. Well, thanks for coming over. There. Now, maybe we'll catch a dream wave and sail under the stars or over the moon.
The clown jumped over the moon.